Hello, this is Ricky Chaplin with you again. I'm joined by Joyce Jones to discuss some of the highlights from the inaugural Guide Dog Handlers Australia conference. It was held in Adelaide at the Grand Chifley Hotel, and by all accounts, it was a fabulous event. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Many thanks, Ricky.
Yeah, so how was the conference from your perspective?
It was very good. It was the first Guide Dog Handlers conference in Australia, so I think that there were apprehensions as to how it would go, but it turned out to be a resounding success, and we've decided to make it a biennial event at the Grand Chifley Hotel complex in Adelaide because it turned out to be such an excellent venue. There were many sessions. There was a very good one on the NDIS and how guide dog handlers would benefit from the NDIS, whether we would be able to get our guide dogs on that scheme and therefore have more consumer control over the dogs and their training and also over their equipment. One of the presentations was a display of different harnesses, and some of them cost $4,000 or $5,000 each, or up to $7,000. This would be beyond the reach of most people, and there was talk as to whether we would qualify for that payment from the NDIS. So that was a very interesting session. There were also talks about the history of guide dog training, different breeds of guide dogs. That was very interesting for me because I've been a handler now for 40 years. Also, new methods of training, such as clicker training. There were demonstrations of various guide dog harnesses. There were also very interesting talks on consumer advocacy from people who'd been working with guide dogs for a long time. So there were many interesting talks. There was a very good dinner on the Saturday night, and I met up with some people who've just been email names to me for a long time. But just the venue itself, it was very easy to get around in. And, you know, the morning teas and the afternoon teas were very good. It was easy to circulate and talk to people. And also the guide dog toileting facilities at that particular venue, they were also very good.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a fantastic weekend. And you mentioned 40 years of guide dog handling.
That's right. I've had guide dogs now for 40 years. It was very good to meet up with people who trained at different schools. I began down in Melbourne when it was all done down in Melbourne, and then I've trained with my last four dogs from the Queensland Guide Dog Association. There was a very interesting talk from the president of the CEDA organisation, Seeing Eye Dogs Australia, and he talked about the new premises that were being opened up in Melbourne. So it was a very, very informative talk, people from all over Australia, and I really am looking forward to the fact that it's going to be a biennial event. I'm actually co-secretary of Guide Dog Handlers Australia, and we've been planning this conference for so long now that it was just so good to meet up with people down there and to see that work had really come to fruition.
What are the changes that you've seen in terms of training and handling over those 40 years?
There's been a big change in the dogs, actually. I haven't noticed much difference in the training, except that everything is much more relaxed. When I trained back in 1974, the training was very military in orientation, and the dogs were very, they were very strong and they tended to pull a lot, and they were also, they had also been trained on a military basis, and we were drilled, you know, we were out early every morning and pounding the pavements and so on. Everything was very strict, and many of the dogs suffered from anxiety, and as a result of that, so did the owners. But everything nowadays is much more relaxed, and it's much easier to train. And I just think that the dogs are more relaxed, more gentle in their nature than some of the very strong pulling Labradors that they used to give out in the 1970s.
What would you say to somebody who's thinking about getting a guide dog for the first time? What are the things that they should perhaps bear in mind?
I think they should bear in mind that there is much more to it than just the popular idea of the hooking up to a dog who will just automatically take them around. They have to become a trainer in the sense that they have to keep that dog up to its mark with regard to its strategies. It's trained to do many things such as, walk along the footpath and take the person around the obstacles, stop at the down curb, stop if there are cars coming, find destinations and so on. And it's very important for a new guide dog handler to realise that the dog is not going to do all these things automatically. It's not a magic creature. It's a trained animal, and they will need to be aware of the fact that they will have to put in a great deal of hard work on that dog, both at the training centre and also when they get home, in order to have a viable guide dog.
Well, given that you've stuck with handling dogs for the length of time that you have, it sounds like it's been very, very much worth it for you.
Very much worth it. I use both cane and dog, and even though I find the cane is good for short distance hops to the corner shop when the weather's very bad and I don't want to take the dog out or something like that. The business of having to, you know, lean forward and tap my way along, even though it gets me there, it's just not a patch on having a dog walking beside me, being able to walk upright at full speed and just move through the environment very quickly and just the company of the dog. Over the past 40 years, I've come very much to like having a dog with me, and it's just good for me and the dog to enjoy the walk together. Some parts of our walks are easy, some parts are difficult, and we work through the difficult parts together. But when we've got a straight stretch ahead of us walking beside a botanic garden or along a suburban street, then we can just, switch off and enjoy our surroundings.
Yes, it certainly can be a very liberating feeling. I can definitely attest to that. Well, Joyce, I'm afraid we're out of time, but, it's been fascinating talking to you about, you know, those long years of handling guide dogs, and I'm glad you had a fantastic time at the conference. So thanks for joining me this week on Soundabout.
Many thanks, Ricky.